Your most recent column takes a look at this idea of wiping the slate clean post-Katrina. What does that mean? What does that concept include?
It's a concept that comes out of epistemological literature of the tabula rasa, the blank slate. And it was a metaphor that was invoked incessantly in the weeks and months right after Katrina. And it went something like this, that there was this terrible tragedy and this great loss, but it also offered an opportunity in that it, quote, wiped the slate clean of all these past problems, and now we could finally get things right. And what turned out, rather predictably, was that nothing could have been further from the truth.
You juxtapose the impact of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans with another important historic moment in the city's history, which takes place in 1722. Set the scene for us.
Okay, so the contrast between the city's response in 1722 and the city's response in 2005 is particularly enlightening because in 1722, after the city's first hurricane, we really did wipe the slate clean. So let me set it up here. City's founded in 1718, and the first couple of years, development was rather desultory. There were houses scattered here and there, despite the fact that Bienville did lay down a baseline along which houses were supposed to be ordered. And it's little known today, but it was basically lined up with the rear wall of St. Louis Cathedral between Charters and Royal Street. That would have been Decatur Street. So Adrien de Poget, the assistant engineer, comes to New Orleans in 1721 with the task of actually laying down the street grid. He looks at Bienville's line and he realizes we're squandering about 700 feet of high ground closer to the river. So he moves it forward. But therein comes conflicts because there's a number of houses that his new street grid are misaligned with. And so there's resistance. September 11, 1722, the city's first hurricane comes through, destroys about one-third of the housing lot. And now, because that time period had been so brief and the early development so mediocre, that it really did represent a wiping clean of the slate. And Poget had the opportunity to lay down almost to the inch what is today's French Quarter.
So Poget wanted a do-over, and he got one.
He got one via nature.
And there was a bit of an attempt to win local people over who pre-hurricane had kind of put their houses wherever they felt like it, right? I mean, there was a little bit of kind of diplomacy going on.
Yes, with shackles and sticks. This is a company project under the control of an imperial monarchy. There's a couple of amazing eyewitness, even from Poget himself, you know, he almost gets in a duel with one woman's husband over a conflict. He almost gets in a fight with a woman about her garden being misaligned with one of his streets. And in another case, a man whose name was Traverse, whose property was traversed to his street. I'm not making this up. He had imprisoned and shackled. So this is civic engagement 1721 style.
But I do take your point that back then you were saying it's company backed by colonial power enables you to just kind of make these wholesale decisions.
That's right. It was an imperial state. And, you know, when we look to places like China today, that after a disaster, these heavy-handed top-down decisions are made and recovery seems to just roll, they don't have to deal with this messy thing called democracy. One always has to keep in mind that historical context. In other words, the comparisons are imperfect.
Anything you'd like to add?
I am curious to see how the discourse is going to change in the aftermath of the 10th anniversary. I know the rest of the nation will completely stop talking about us, not to mention Katrina. And I'm wondering if many of us are also going to see that milestone as a time to reference other phenomena in our recent past as our driving inflection point.
Yeah, that makes me wonder if the folks who were living here in 1722 had 10th anniversaries and how it carried on in their lives.
Yeah, having studied how the city has marked its city founding anniversaries, it wasn't until the 200th anniversary that there was any sort of cognizance. In the early years, we were too busy to be forward-looking to have time to look backwards.
Rich Campanella is a geographer with the Tulane School of Architecture and the author of the Cityscapes column for NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune. Thanks so much, Rich.
You're welcome, and thank you.